Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Socially Savvy, broadcasting live from Western Washington. For tonight's show, we're going to be sharing a couple of interviews on strong women featuring Amy Yamada and Brandilyn Tafoya. We hope you enjoy. Today's show is brought to you by 7E Fit Spas of Seattle, Bellevue Side, and Park Place Limited.
This is LB Duchess, and I am hanging here at the Volume 12 store with Amy Yamada. She has agreed to interview with me, one of my inspirations, personally. I love it. You're one of my muses.
Oh, thank you.
And I wanted to introduce you to people and kind of chat about what it is to be a strong woman, because it's not easy. You know, being a strong man, being strong, anything isn't easy. But so tell us a little bit about who you are and what you do.
Okay. Well, I appreciate your kind words, and, you know, oftentimes people first ask just what do you do?
Yeah.
Instead of who are you?
Who are you?
And I love
that's good.
I love that these days there have been events out there where they focus on getting to know the person for who they are versus what they do, because that can be two different things, you know, even if they're very intertwined.
Yeah.
So my biggest passion is inspiring other people, you know. Mm-hmm. I just feel like that's part of my purpose, and to let them see themselves as a powerful creature, you know. It's just everyone has their own hidden talents and their own dreams, and sometimes because while growing up they're told they can't do something or they're not good enough by someone somewhere,
yeah,
they push those dreams way down inside. They suppress them and they don't even want to talk about them. And so I love to peel back the layers, even if there's only a few layers. You know, sometimes it's so close to the surface but they're afraid to say what they really want.
Right.
So in any scenario, I always like to ask people, so what's your dream case scenario? Like, what do you dream of? What do you dream your lifestyle to be, you know?
Yeah.
And it's so cool when people's eyes just kind of light up because they haven't been asked that question.
I say people don't ask questions. That doesn't even come up in regular dialogue.
Right. But it doesn't mind, you know, and why not? Like,
yeah.
I encourage people to ask that, because if you want to really see someone light up, give them the chance to light up and really listen, be present, and just say, hey, what, you know, kind of where are you in life and what are you doing and what's your story and what's your dream case scenario? And some people are living their dream case scenario. That's awesome. And if they're not, I always say, why not? Why not live that dream case scenario?
Yeah.
And just see what they say, you know? As far as my profession, I own two businesses. One is a business coaching firm. And so I work with both entrepreneurs as well as representatives from large corporations,
mm-hmm.
Always wanting to take their business to the next level. So it just kind of depends on where they are with their business to do that.
Right.
And that's under my Amy Yamada LLC. And then I also co-own a wonderful business, which you're familiar with, which is Lean Goddess.
I love that
and,
name.
And I own it with this fantastic Katie Wygant, who now lives in California. She's an amazing trainer, personal trainer, and nutrition expert. And we started off the business by hosting destination inspirational fitness retreats in Southern California in the Palm Springs area. And then we evolved it to develop an online platform and brand, and this year we'll be releasing a 90-day online weight loss program for women, and it focuses a lot
Ooh.
On lifestyle and mindset around achieving and managing your ideal body weight. And so it's not about being stressed about stepping on the scale or
right.
thinking you have to be a certain, you know, having a certain body type. It's not about that. It's about really living happy and healthy.
Figuring out where you are happy and healthy at.
Absolutely. Because for some people, it's, you know, they're figure competitors, so that's a very different thought
yeah.
process. And others are just like, you know what, I would just like to be comfortable in my own skin and be happy and healthy, or set a good example for my kids, or whatever the situation may be. So it's not as though everyone has to be a bikini model. It's just we want you to feel good in your own skin, and we want you to be healthy, you know.
Right.
Set aside the physical aspects of it, of what you look like and the superficial side of it, but what's going on inside, you know, and how can we make you feel more energetic, fuel your body for the way that you're supposed to fuel your body with nutrition, and be active, you know, and not hate going to the gym. You got to find what works for you, or else you're not going to, it's not sustainable.
No, that's very true. I know I'm on what I would consider a weight low right now, which is not as in low weight, but as in not where I want to be.
Yeah.
And that's true. I've always have to, when I get started, like I am now, I have to remember why I'm into it. It's not, I'm never going to have the perfect body. I have three babies, you know, unless I want to go do surgeries and all that kind of stuff. But just to feel good, to feel like I can get up and run and go grab the ball and play with the kids, or because they're all grown up now, clear my mind, go for a run and feel my body and feel the energy and everything coursing through it. It makes a huge difference in just how you deal with life. So
totally. And you, at the end of the day, just honor where you are, you know, in life, with your body, with your business. You're exactly where you're meant to be right now. And so if we just let go of this added pressure that we put on ourselves, or that we allow others to put on us, then we'll be fine. You know, you're still here, you're still breathing.
Yeah.
And if you're lucky, you're healthy, you know. And so when you have all that going for you already, we're in the greatest place and the greatest generation in order to do exactly what we want to do in life.
There's so much opportunity. I mean, we're not held. If you take a look at historically, where you were born decided what you could do in life.
Right.
You know, we're not held by any of those things: race, color, creed, religion,
gender, and
placement of birth. None of those things matter anymore. Mm-hmm. You know, so literally, the world is our oyster. We can choose to try to do anything we want and achieve it if we decide that
exactly. We
were entitled. Like we were talking, it's not even entitled, it's that we deserve it.
Right.
And I know you and I have talked back and forth over the years just trying to convince ourselves that we deserve what it is that we feel drawn to.
Right.
So.
And it is true, it's all about living your passion. You know, don't try to be somebody else. Be your authentic self. You know? Be you. And once that switch goes on where you really know what that means, you feel so much better about everything. You know, you're not stressed about what everybody thinks about you, or that you're not at a certain place in your life, or that when you're going through a tough time or a transition, that everything's wrong. It's like, just be you, and you get to live your own journey, and that's okay. It's okay. Wherever it is that you are, it's okay. It really is.
I love that. Yeah. I love that. Okay, so what is one thing you would tell young women reaching for something big?
I think just that, you know, it's about celebrating your authenticity. Really think about who it is that you are. Think about what your passions are. Think about what your truest of gifts are, and be that person, you know. And it doesn't mean just in your career, but as a human being, as a woman, who do you want to be? What kind of person do you want to be? And it's totally fine to seek inspiration from other people, but don't try to imitate who they are.
Right, find your own way.
Learn what you can from them and find your own way, because people see right through it if you're trying to be somebody or not.
Yeah.
Maybe not right away, but over time they're like, she's not really being authentic. And it doesn't matter, like what you were saying, your background, your gender, all this stuff, but at the end of the day, it's like, if you are authentic to who you are and you can celebrate that and you can let that shine from within, people pay attention.
Yeah.
That's the best advice I can give, because we get beat up by society to say,
oh my gosh,
this is who you need to be, or maybe even loved ones, maybe even our parents or siblings or friends, they tell they misguide you even from a young age, and from a young age we create these beliefs about ourselves, and so we carry that through adulthood without realizing it. So if people ever said you're not attractive or you're not smart or whatever the words are, and we attach beliefs to it, then even as we get older, on our subconscious level,
we still see that,
hold on to that,
yep,
and we live according to our beliefs.
Yeah.
So if you kind of dig deep and say, gosh, I have a lot of this inner negative mind chatter about some part of my life or my body or where I am in my business or in my relationships, then if there's a negative belief, you've got to figure out where that's coming from. What's the core root of that belief? You know, and if you can't go back in time and see who told you something bad about yourself or something where you attached meaning, just be aware that that negative belief is there and it has no business being within you. You know, it's like weed it out. Just weed it out.
Just like we do with all the weeds in the garden. Get rid of them.
Get rid of them, because you can't...
It's not serving a purpose.
No, and you can't plant a beautiful new garden if you've got a toxic wasteland that you're, you know, planting it on.
That's true.
So let's clean it out first. Let's get all... It's like detoxing your body. Detox your inner being and everything that's going on that's negative, so that you can plant those new seeds and say, you know what, I know that there's areas of my life that I'm happy in, but there's other areas that could be better.
Mm-hmm.
So what's going on there? Where am I keeping myself stuck? And do what I need to do to get unstuck so I can move forward.
I love that. I remember here a couple of years ago, you and I were talking, and we were talking about our baby steps. It was funny because I had said something that had fired you off, and I hadn't known it, and then you had said something that had fired me off. But one of the things that I really appreciated was you had told me, do one thing every day that scares you.
Yeah.
And I took that to heart, and it was, for me, it was as simple as reaching out and following up on a business card of somebody who had said, hey, please reach out to me.
Yeah.
I mean, they've already asked. They're asking me, and still, for whatever reason, I was intimidated, and I would just reach out and say, hey, you know, we met at this event, and you wanted me to touch base with you. I know, even if it's been a while, I've done it where I know it's been a couple months, it's been crazy, you know, we're doing this with the show and blah, blah, blah. But I just want to take that moment to reach out to you. And sometimes it turns into nothing, but more often than not, it turns into something.
Yeah.
Because it was meant to be.
Right. That's awesome. I love that. Thank you for reminding me of that. Because I'm like, yeah, that's awesome that you took that to heart. And a lot of people, they'd rather stay in their comfort zone,
yeah.
You know? And I get it. Comfort zone is comfortable. And
yeah.
It doesn't mean that we shouldn't, you know, put on our jammies and have a comfortable day.
A little snuggly day.
Yeah, a little snuggly day. And at the same time.
Or they say a snug down. It's snug down.
Snug down.
I love that.
But it's more about knowing that so much good can happen when you get out of your own way and get out of the comfort zone that you're in. And I always say to my clients and even to friends, I say, you know, why not take it to the next level? Why not do a little bit more? I was sharing with Katie, my business partner for Lean Goddess, it was a link to an ad that I saw on TV, a commercial for Gatorade.
Uh-huh.
And you may have seen it. They keep saying, just one more, just one. They go from these different athletic sports to...
Oh, okay.
They go from one scene to another, so it's a basketball game, football game, some person running or whatever. And you hear the coach or the teammate saying, just one more, man, just one more, just one more.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so that even when you feel like you're at your
end,
like,
just do one just more.
Like, I'm maxed out.
Yeah.
Come on, man,
try
you can
one
do
more.
One more, you yep. know? And even if it might to some sound kind of masculine or whatever, but I love that because... Your mind can psych yourself out.
Yeah.
But when you do one more, you're like, oh my gosh, I didn't know I could do that. And sometimes it's good to don't feel like you have to do everything on your own. It's good to be motivated by other people and be around that energy. I love that. Sometimes
yeah.
you think, oh, we're in the land of independence, so I've got to be this entrepreneur who's on my own or a woman who's on my own, you know, whatever. It's
not
okay to collaborate with other people. You can
yeah.
still have your own unique dreams and goals and all that, but you can do so much more when you collaborate with the right people.
Yeah.
And have them saying to you, just one more, you can do it, take it to the next level, don't be afraid, you can do it, you know? So, and if there's one last thing I'd love to say is, take certain words out of your vocabulary.
Can't?
Like, can't. All my clients
kill
and friends
it's time
know,
to kill can.
Don't say can't, don't say, that is the story you are telling yourself, change your story, even if you don't believe it yet, say, I can do that, and I will. Maybe not today, but I can do that. I have the ability to do that.
Yeah.
I have the ability to, I can.
I like that.
And if you're not ready to say I can, but I choose not to, that means you're telling yourself and your subconscious level that you have the ability, you're just making the conscious choice not to do it right now, and there's
so then
nothing
you make
wrong with that.
Yeah, so then you're aware of your decision mm-hmm. instead of just letting the decisions run you.
And stop saying the word busy. Stop it. That's my latest thing, the last.
No more busy?
No. Because everybody's busy. Everybody overuses the word, and it's become a
yes.
negative. Oh, I'm so busy. I'm so busy. Oh, what are you so busy doing? You know, like
you busy texting, you busy Facebooking, you busy
even if it's,
driving, you busy
even
working.
If it's important things.
Yeah,
I'm not saying that it's not that you're not physically busy or whatever,
but it is a mindset.
What I'm saying is that. So I have a lot of clients who are like, Amy, well, what should I say? You know, I do have, look at my calendar, look at my to-do list.
Instead I have a lot going on.
To say, you know what, I have a very full schedule or I have a very full plate, I'm so thankful. Show gratitude
yeah.
for having a full life.
Yeah.
Would you rather be someone who's just a slug, you know, who's not doing anything, that has no purpose, that's not living your passion? No. But
yeah.
if you say I'm so busy that I have no time to do anything that I, you know.
You have to make the time. For everything in life,
prioritize. Like if you're too busy and you're not living according to your core values, then you've got to prioritize your day. You've got to look at how you're living your life. Track what you're doing all day. Write it down every half hour. What did you do the last 30 minutes?
Oh, that's
write
a good
it
one.
Down, and then make another list where you put down your top 5 to 10 core values and see how much of your core values is reflected in your calendar. Highlight it.
Ooh,
say,
that's
oh my
a good
gosh.
One.
Only 30% of what I do during the day really aligns with my core values. No wonder why I'm not happy.
Got it.
Right? So look at your calendar. If you put everything into your iPhones and whatnot, look at your calendar and see what you are doing throughout the day. Or if you have a lot of blank space, you're like, what are you doing with those 3 hours in the middle of the day?
Yeah.
Are you just, you know, doing nothing? And
yeah. And if you're doing nothing, then you need to be okay with that and recognize
and there's nothing wrong
fall
with
back
that.
On the I'm too busy. You're not. You're just choosing how to spend your time and be aware how you're choosing to spend your time.
And that's okay.
It's empowering.
Hey, you know what? Some people want to live a really laid-back life. That's beautiful. Sometimes I wish I was that person.
Yeah, no kidding.
One day.
Genetically not dispositioned.
It's not really in me. You know? I mean, I like a vacation like the next person, but I always love giving back to my life because I love my life, you know? So it's just, don't say can't, don't say busy, and don't, are you ready for this? Don't say expensive. Expensive is a perception.
Yeah, it is.
It is. If you say something's expensive, just ask yourself, would Bill Gates think that this was expensive? So basically, you're giving yourself your own limitation on what you think is something that is out of your reach.
Right. Well, maybe today it is, but it doesn't have to be tomorrow.
Right. So people say, well, Amy, I have like 2 cents in my banking account right now, my checking account. And I say, that's okay. Just say, it's not a priority right now.
Right.
It's not within my current budget. I'm not budgeting for it. Yeah. It doesn't that feel so much better than say it's too expensive? I can't afford it. Don't ever say I can't afford it. That's like the death of it all.
Because you're never going to find a way to afford it unless you learn how to take baby steps.
Just say, you know what, it's not a priority right now because I guarantee it, if it was a life and death situation, you would find the money. If you had to steal from somebody or beg from everybody around you to pull in some money.
You would make it happen.
You would make it happen.
Yeah.
It's just not a priority right now, right?
Yeah, that's true. And you've got to be aware. I think one of the big things I've learned is you've got to be aware of your decisions and why you're saying the things that you're saying. Are you trying to psych yourself out of something? Are you trying to just fit in with everybody else? Are you trying to sound the same? And if you're trying to sound the same, why?
Yep.
Sound like yourself. Find who you are and what you want.
Yep.
Be authentic.
Be authentic and celebrate that authenticity because it's beautiful. You're the only person in this entire universe that gets to see your life with your vision and your vantage point from beginning to end or transition, whatever your belief system is.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, that is such a beautiful gift.
Yeah.
Because just by being you, you're already unique. You already have an authenticity within you. It's just about revealing it and allowing it to shine.
I love that. Well, thank you for taking time.
Super
excited.
Thank you. It's been so fun. And, you know, I just appreciate your friendship and always supporting me and everything, all the crazy things that I do.
Of course, you're a lot of fun.
Thank you. And I wish everybody the best.
Awesome. And we will look for your events coming up here soon.
Thanks.
Advanced Skin and Body Solutions, a Medi-Spa in Bellevue, offers a full array of services that includes lash extensions, Botox, laser hair removal, body wraps and facials, just to name a few. With a friendly, well-trained staff, you will find services of the highest quality and with the best results. Check them out at www.eastsidebodyandskin.com. Not redeemable for cash. This message brought to you by Brandon Elkins.
And this is LB Duchess. I am sitting here with Brandolyn Tafoya. We are hanging out in the Volume 12 store, and you were one of the ladies that I wanted to sit down and chat with about what it is to be a strong woman. And these days, there's so much that influences us. We have so many more opportunities than we did before, but I think it's important for people to hear the ladies in the community who are stepping up out of their comfort zones and stepping up to do new, brand new, different things. And talk about new things. You started the Lady 12, you opened the Volume 12 store here, all on this amazing wave. I mean, you guys started this and got all this stuff going when Seahawks were, they were doing great, but they are doing fantastic now. So you guys literally are riding this amazing wave that is happening. So tell us a little bit about who you are and where you came from, okay?
I was raised in Bellevue, so I'm a local, will be here forever, unless warm weather calls me somewhere eventually, I don't know, maybe part of the year.
I'm right there with you.
But every time I leave here, I always end up running back, so I'm definitely, this is my home.
Northwestern,
yes, for sure. I have 11 horses, so I'm
a
horse girl. it's a little bit of a back burner thing for me right now because I've got two babies. And
yeah, they're 2.5 and 6 months.
2.5 and 6 months, and it changes your lifestyle drastically, as all parents know.
Oh my gosh.
So the horses and kids has been a little bit of an adjustment.
Yeah.
So right now we're neck deep in raising babies and making all of that as good as it can possibly be. And I'll get back to horses eventually.
So now you are married to Joe Tapoya.
Yes.
He is an ex-Seahawk. You guys have done all kinds of different events, but how did you meet him? What kinds of... What's the story?
The infamous story of how I met Joe. Well, him and I met at Whole Foods in Bellevue.
Oh my God, I love that. Okay. That's awesome.
In the hot food department. Makes it even better, right? Went in to get lunch, and he walked up and said, "Hi, will you come have lunch with me?" And I turned him down.
And don't make it easy for him, ever. Never make it easy.
And he walked away, and I said to myself, "Gosh, you know what? That never happens. It just, you don't get approached in a grocery store, you know, when people are sober and, you know, you're not in a bar." And so I immediately felt bad for turning him down because kind of took a lot of guts to do that.
Yeah.
So I went and found him in the grocery store and, you know, said, "I got to give you props. That was really cool. You know, it took a lot of guts." And he says, "Okay, well, can I have your phone number?" So I wasn't going to turn him down twice. And so I gave him my number and called me like 5 minutes later and says, "What are we doing tonight?"
Oh my God. I love that.
Yeah. So our first date was shoveling sheep manure and straw out of the barn that my mother and I had just purchased in Redmond, and we were renovating it, and he came out and tackled it with us, so I decided he was a keeper.
Wow. You know, it's always those great stories of this is real life, and they're excited to be part of real life with you.
Totally. Absolutely. And he was in wanting to help with everything, and has been that way ever since. He's an absolutely perfect partner.
That is so cool.
Yes.
So where was he in his career when you met him?
So he had been in Seattle for a week.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he just came here from Chicago. Had, you know, new in town, didn't know anybody, so...
Wow.
You know, he just decided to take a chance and come out with my mom and I and to a property he'd never been to before. And
so you've literally been on this entire road with him.
From the Seahawks on, yeah. I didn't get to experience Chicago with him, but you know, as soon as he got here, it definitely... He was meant to come here.
It was definitely destiny.
Yes, yes.
So, you know, again, beautiful 6-month baby boy,
oh,
2.5-year-old adorable little girl.
Thank you
guys are here in the store all the time. So people, I mean, you're a part of everything. It's not like you're displaced. And I think that's probably part of what's brought such an allure to the Lady 12s and the Volume 12 excitement that's been happening. You, to me, are the epitome of a strong woman.
Oh,
you know,
thank you.
You cherish your kids, and you just make everything a part of everything that you're doing. You don't, it's like I'm watching Joe walk back and forth with the baby.
Yes, exactly.
You know, you guys, you tackle everything together. But each individually, you're such inspirational people.
Oh,
and that's why I wanted to sit down with you.
Thank you.
What would you tell young women today who were reaching for something that maybe they feel is out of their reach, or they don't even know it's possible? Because I'm sure when you guys first sat down and started talking about Volume 12 and Lady 12, it was like, are we really going to do this?
Yeah, definitely. You know, I would say a couple things that I've recently realized are very important. One is gut feeling.
Oh, yes. Trust our intuition?
Yeah. I mean, getting energy on a situation, you know, reading the energy on a situation or following your gut feeling is so important. Things almost always happen for a reason.
Yes.
Whether it's bad or good, they're usually later you can look back on it and say, you know what?
Yeah.
Okay. This happened because it was going to get me here.
Yeah.
And so as horrible as things can seem at the time, you just have to do your best to get through it, and eventually things will be really good. And
I agree with
appreciate the good times, get through the bad times, you know.
one of my favorite is learning to dance in the rain.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Especially in Washington, it's always raining.
Yes. Right? Yeah, but just, you know, if opportunities come up and it seems like something that you want to do, go with it. Because, you know, you have to figure everything does happen for a reason. And even if it's you follow it for a short time and it ends up not working out, it could lead you into that next thing that's actually perfect for you.
Yeah, I totally agree. And finally, what is your favorite trait of you? What's that one thing that you're like, yeah, I'm pretty cool with that?
I would say my patience. I'm a pretty patient person.
Yeah.
Actually, I'm an extremely patient person, usually.
I think everybody has their limits.
Yes, definitely. But I think that's probably the one thing that I like about myself, my patience.
That's awesome. Thank you so much for taking time.
Yes,
and I'm
welcome.
Super excited to see how the Seahawks do this next, week and a half now.
Yes, go Hawks.
Go Hawks.
House Wine. Created with the goal of bringing magnificent wine into people's homes at a magnificent price. The House Wine portfolio offers a daily house pour that every household can enjoy and afford. Welcome this wine into your home and share it with your friends and family. Go to www.originalhousewine.com/wines/house. This message brought to you by Brandon Elkins.
As we end today's show, we want to let you know that we are coming up on our 3-year anniversary and would love for you to be a part of it. If you're local, go to Socially Savvy or Socially Savvy Eastside Events and Entertainment to find out more information, join the pages, and possibly get entered into a drawing to win tickets to our anniversary party, which will be featured at Park Place Limited in Bellevue. We want to thank tonight's sponsors, Park Place Limited, Nordstrom Bellevue Square, Schwartz Brothers Restaurants, Uber, House Wine, Balanoff Vodka, Penfold's Wine, 7E Fit Spa, and Girly Girl Gifts. Make every event better because you were there, and have a socially savvy week.